Teaching 16. The Black and White Stones. Geshe Potowa used to practice meditation with a pile of white stones and a pile of black stones in front of him. He would pick up a white stone if he had good thoughts, and a black stone if he had bad thoughts. At first, he only had one white stone and many black stones. After 6 months, they were of equal amounts. After 2 years, he had no black stones at all. He asked Atisha if this was enough. Atisha told him that he should continue practicing till there were no stones at all. He was to free himself from the perception of duality, of distinguishing between good and bad. Atisha said, "Now you have stopped doing sins, but not stopped karma from the past. You must practice shunyata, emptiness." And he taught him this. Firstly, he showed him that all objects are empty, and he got the result. Then he showed him that the subject is empty, and with this, he finished all his sins and obscurations. Atisha said to him, "Now, even if we bind you with chains and weights and throw you in hell, you would not stay there." Stopping sins is one part of practice, but you must get shunyata to really stop sins and gain enlightenment. You will only really understand karma when you get shunyata. When we do sins, we create bad karma. This arises due to the afflictions whose root is ignorance. Ignorance is darkness, from which comes desire, pride, and so on. When you know shunyata, then wisdom shines forth and all sins stop. With shunyata, you see that the subject is impermanent, and so cut egoism.